Welcome to Wealthion. I'm Wealthion founder Adam Taggart, here with a short and I think pretty interesting follow-up to the explainer video I released back in July on Series I savings bonds, otherwise known as I-bonds. If you haven't yet watched that video, I'll put up the link to it here and again at the end of this video. It explains what I-bonds are and how they work. But I'm releasing this new video because I-bonds continue to be one of the best deals out there right now. They come with all of the security and return of principal guarantees of a standard treasury bill, except they currently yield nearly 3 times the income. Right now, I-bonds are paying interest at a phenomenal rate of 9.62%. A free return of 9.62%. Who wouldn't want that? Especially in today's uncertain markets with reported inflation stubbornly persisting above 8%. I think just about all of us would. And in most cases, we should take advantage of this. I certainly have been this year. Though I should specify here up front that only those with a U.S. Social Security number can buy I-bonds. Sorry, international folks, if you don't have one, you can't take advantage of what I'm about to share here. Now, of course, the rub with I-bonds is that the government limits us to buying only $10,000 worth of them per person in any given calendar year. So if you have a lot of cash to protect from inflation, I-bonds are generally dismissed. They're viewed as a nice but too small and insufficient shield because folks fixate on that $10,000 limit. Now, I think thinking this way is a mistake here in September of 2022 because there's a strategy that today, right now, will allow you to invest more than 10 times worth of that. In fact, I'll show you how an average family can protect up to $150,000 and in some cases even more worth of their purchasing power over the coming year using I-bonds, yielding around $11,000 and possibly even more in interest earned, plus getting the safety of having your principal guaranteed by the U.S. government. That's a pretty darn good deal for the conservative investor. If you can find a better one, please let me know about it. Now, permit me to explain how to do this. The strategy I'm about to share with you takes advantage of today's high I-bond interest rates, the current favorable timing schedule for how these rates get set, and it exploits the little-known gift box benefit that the U.S. Treasury offers. In fact, so few understand this gift box resource that the CPAs I contacted when doing the research for this video, they didn't even know about it. I ended up having to explain to them how it works. But once they understood what I'm about to tell you, they thanked me for bringing it to their attention, and they think it's absolutely worth considering seriously. And now that they know about it, they're advising their clients to look hard at this opportunity. Okay, so what's all the fuss about? Well, first, as I mentioned earlier, the maximum number of I-bonds any one person can purchase for a given calendar year is $10,000 worth. Now remember, that's per person. So let's look at a standard family of four, two parents, two children. Our first priority is to make sure that each person in the family maxes out their own $10,000 allocation of I-bonds for 2022. $10,000 times four people, that's $40,000 placed into I-bonds as of today. Now, businesses and trusts that a family controls can also buy I-bonds. So let's assume our family has a trust. That adds an extra $10,000 to their purchases for the 2022 year, bringing the total up to $50,000. Now, how much will that $50,000 earn in interest over the next year? Well, when you purchase an I-bond, you lock in its interest rate for the following 6 months. Right now, the interest rate offered by the U.S. Treasury on I-bonds, as I said, is 9.62%. So that's what our family's $50,000 worth of principal will earn over the first 6 months. That comes to about $2,400. Okay, so what's it going to earn for the 6 months after that? Well, we won't know for sure until the U.S. Treasury adjusts the I-bond interest rate again, which it does twice a year. The next time it'll change will be in November. But even though we can't know with certainty what the new interest rate will be, we know it's tied to the official consumer price index rate, which currently stands at 8.3% as of the recording of this video. Inflation still remains elevated and supply chain issues still persist. So even though the economy is slowing and the Federal Reserve is actively working to bring inflation down, the CPI is more likely than not, it's going to slowly decrease versus suddenly dropping over the next few months. So assuming that the new I-bond interest rate is adjusted downward to something like, say, 7% in November, that'll be the interest rate our family's I-bonds earn over the second 6 months. On $50,000, that comes to about $1,750. Okay, so combined, our family should expect to earn about $4,150 in the first year of holding the $50,000 worth of I-bonds that they purchased today. Now, that's $4,150 earned risk-free, guaranteed by the U.S. government. Oh, and by the way, it's exempt from state and local taxes to boot. That's not too shabby. But now I'm going to show you how we can double that. And that's using the U.S. Treasury's gift box feature. You can gift anyone I-bonds. The only limitation is that if the person you're buying them for has already purchased their $10,000 limit of I-bonds for that calendar year, the bonds you're gifting go into a gift box held by the U.S. Treasury in the name of your stated beneficiary for future delivery. Now, I-bonds in a gift box can be taken out of the box by the beneficiary in a future year when they aren't buying any I-bonds for themselves. This is called receiving the bonds, and a beneficiary can take receipt of up to a maximum of $10,000 worth of I-bonds out of the gift box in any given calendar year. The key thing to note about I-bonds that go into a gift box is that they start earning interest on the day they're gifted. So today's tasty 9.62% rate? Yep, any I-bonds that you put into a gift box today will earn that rate for the next 6 months. So back to our family. If each member and the trust are also gifted an additional $10,000 each of I-bonds today, that brings the total principal the family has socked away now up to $100,000. That's the $50,000 worth they bought themselves for the 2022 calendar year and the new $50,000 that's gone into their gift boxes. This, in effect, will double the interest they earn over the next year. So our $4,150 multiplied by 2 comes to $8,300. Again, all backed by the U.S. Treasury and free from state and local taxation. It's not too bad. The family has to hold these bonds for at least a year because the U.S. Treasury won't let you sell them sooner than 12 months from purchase. So let's compare our strategy to a standard one-year Treasury bill. Now, our family could put $100,000 today into a one-year T-bill, currently yielding 3.67%, which is actually pretty darn good relative to what Treasuries have yielded over the past decade. So in a year, our family will have earned $3,670 in interest, risk-free. But following our I-bond strategy, our family earns somewhere around $8,300 over the first 12 months. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more, depending upon how today's I-bond interest rate re-rates in November. But you can see, that's a far better return while still receiving the same principal guarantee and tax benefits that the T-bill offers. Okay, but now let me goose things even further. Our family purchased $50,000 of I-bonds for 2022, right? And then it also gifted itself another $50,000 at the same time, which went in everybody's gift boxes. Well, here in mid-September, we're not too far from the end of the year. So what if our family buys another $50,000 worth of I-bonds in early January for the 2023 calendar year? That's another year of interest payments running roughly in parallel with the numbers we've already crunched. Assuming our 7% adjusted post-November interest rate on I-bonds, that new $50,000 would earn $1,750 for the first 6 months. Okay, now we're beginning to get deep into guessing territory here, so let's be conservative and assume the second 6 months earn interest at only 4%, which yields $1,000. That comes to $2,750 for the year. Now, if we add that to our previous calculations, our family has now earned more than $11,000 in interest between now and the end of 2023. Now, if by that time the CPI has fallen far enough that I-bonds are no longer the generous deal that they are now, our family can sell out of them and put the proceeds elsewhere. Selling the I-bonds is simple, and it takes only a few clicks over at the treasurydirect.gov website. There's just two things to keep in mind. The first is, to sell the I-bonds in the gift box, our family members will need to receive them, i.e. take them out of the box, at the start of 2024. That only takes a moment to do, and then the bonds can be sold immediately afterwards. The second thing to know is that if you haven't owned your I-bonds for 5 years, the U.S. Treasury makes you forfeit the previous 3 months' worth of interest payments received prior to the sale date. So in our example, it's not really a big deal, as the I-bond our family purchases in gifts to each other today, here in September of 2022, they'll have accrued 3 extra months of interest by January 2024. I'd already excluded that extra interest in my $11,000 calculation above. For the I-bonds bought in January 2023, our family might want to hold them for an extra 3 months through March 2024 before selling them. But whether they do or they don't, it really doesn't change the math I've shared so far very much. All right, so that's how a typical family can earn north of $10,000 between now and the end of 2023 with a maximum degree of safety using I-bonds. Now, of course, if your family has more members or more businesses and trusts to exploit, well, that number could be even higher. Though, should you choose to take advantage of the strategy, I highly recommend talking first to your accountant to make sure they understand what you're doing and are comfortable with it. As I mentioned, most CPAs are unaware of the gift box options, and I'm a bit shocked how challenging it's been for me to verify with them everything I've laid out here for you. I've explained it all according to my best understanding based on researching the Treasury's own guidance on the Treasury Direct website and reading numerous related articles. But if you're going to commit your own money to this, you should do so under the guidance of your CPA and or a good financial advisor. Also, speaking of financial advisors, if you don't have a good one to consult about whether this I-bond strategy makes sense for your personal situation, then consider talking with one of the advisors Wealthion endorses to get their opinion. It's completely free and there's no obligation to work with them. These are the same experts you see on this program every week. To schedule one of these free discussions, just fill out the short form at wealthion.com. All right. I really hope you found this unconventional look into I-bonds and their gift box benefits useful. If you did and would like to see more of these kind of explainer videos on this channel, please let me know in the comments section below. Feel free to suggest any additional topics you'd like to see me cover in a future video. And if you haven't already, don't forget to go watch my earlier explainer video on I-bonds detailing exactly how they work. You can watch it for free at wealthion.com/ibonds. But before you do that, please support this channel by hitting the like button and clicking on the red subscribe button below if you haven't already, as well as that little bell icon right next to it. Thanks so much for doing that, and thanks so much for watching.